You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on at your house?
Believe it or not, old Rito Reno has been battling a loose tooth the past week or so, and it's been really hurting him, and it's been hard to eat, and blah, 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 blah. Yesterday after school, he was wiggling it there in the living room, and boom, tooth came out. And so the conversation came up last night before we went to bed. I was like, how's the tooth fairy feel about this current situation with you being in middle school and almost 13? Does the tooth fairy still come and leave money at your advanced age?
What did he say?
He's like, yeah.
He sure does.
Then he started negotiating with how much the tooth fairy should leave. He's like, how about $10? He's like, so-and-so got $60 for their teeth. I was like, no, that's not happening. I think maybe $2 tops. But really, I mean, at almost 13, do we still do that with the tooth fairy? Is that still a thing?
What did the tooth fairy eventually decide?
Well, when I left this morning, I had noticed that the tooth fairy had left nothing. Zero. Okay. So I texted my wife a little bit ago, and I said, hey, if you run into the tooth fairy, it's your call if you want to let her leave money or not. It's up to you.
What did your wife say?
She's
to
like,
this?
I don't know if I have cash to loan the tooth fairy.
Can the tooth fairy Venmo? I don't know.
Have you ever done that? Well, I don't know if you. It's been a while, but I don't know if other parents have done this. Where, you know, we let our kids keep a little envelope in their room with, like, you know, 20, 30 bucks in it, whatever that they've gotten for birthdays. We let them keep a little stash. Have you ever, like, snuck money out of that envelope and, you know, loaned it to the tooth fairy?
Oh, yeah.
So, essentially, they're getting paid with their own money.
Right.
And you just keep hush-hush about it.
Hey, they're happy.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy. Tooth fairy's happy. Tooth fairy's not out, $5 or whatever.
That was kind of my suggestion. I was like, hey, maybe you could loan the old TF a little cash out of one of those envelopes.
You know what hit me when you were talking to me about this was I realized I had absolutely no idea how old kids are when they stop losing their teeth.
Oh,
I couldn't have even guessed because it's been so long for me. And so I looked it up, and according to this one site, it says most children lose their last baby tooth around the age of 12. All non-wisdom teeth are typically in place around your child's 13th birthday.
There we go.
Sounds like Reed is like right on target.
Right on cue here. Yeah,
for
the last one. Or
is this the last one?
I don't know. I haven't taken inventory of his bicuspids. But yeah, it's probably, yeah, one of the last ones.
Because when you first said that to me, I thought, God, isn't that late? But apparently it's not. Apparently it's just right on schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was a little surprised. Like, wow, you're losing a tooth. All right. Well, we're still doing
this.
You
think of like 7 and 8 year olds with those, you know, those big gap smiles, you know, where they've lost their front teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So yeah, he's missing one down low now. So I don't know how that's going to play out this morning. I'll have to check in later with the wife and see if she ran into the tooth fairy or not. I'm in camp, you know, you're in middle school. Let's not do this anymore.
Well, you know what? Here's what you could do. You could tie it in with the Easter Bunny. And as I recall, the Easter Bunny did not make an appearance for Reed, or did the Easter Bunny make an appearance?
The Easter Bunny made an appearance.
Oh, well, then I think the Tooth Fairy is tagging right along. I think those two are drinking buddies.
But I was kind of kicking and screaming about that, too. And but you kind of have to still let the Easter Bunny in for the younger one that's on the edge, but pretty much.
Well, she's 9, so
pretty much,
she's
no,
getting
they both,
close.
They both, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
I think the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy are going to end up just going to a bar and not ever coming back to your house
And they
again.
Need to take my wife with them because she's still in camp, you know. Oh, they're still young. Don't let them grow up yet. And I'm like, yeah. One of them's going to be starting puberty soon.
Yeah, that's a whole nother discussion on our show about the not wanting your kids to grow up, or when they cross that threshold into the bratty teenager stage, you can't wait for them to grow up fast enough and become responsible, mature, respectful adults.
Because there is something about this stage that I'm kind of glad that they're getting a little older when it comes to that kind of stuff, but yet I'm still torn. Like, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, that kind of fun stage is leaving us forever, you know? There is this weird pull in different directions.
Hey, you could always have another one. You know, go get your procedure reversed.